So you've got the picture, hopefully, from what the children and grown-ups acted out, and from that reading, there's a huge... We have to keep missing out huge chunks, you see, of David's life, which, to kind of make it hang together, was why I did the drama. David had become very, very much afraid. And once he realised that King Achish, the servants of King Achish, recognised him as the guy who'd led the armies against the Philistines, because King Achish was the king in Gath, which was where Goliath had come from. Once King Achish knew who David was very, very fearful. He was already living in fear of Saul, who tried to spear him several times, of Saul, who'd sent him into battle against the Philistines. And now he was running scared that King Achish, knowing who he was going to finish him off instead. Well, he had a novel way of dealing with it, externally at least. He feigns insanity. He acts like a madman. And then he runs away to a cave. So what about you and I? Do you ever feel afraid? Not that somebody will take your life, thankfully, in our part of this world. Although many people do fear crime in all its various forms. But what else are we afraid of? Are we afraid of failure? Of being disappointed with our life? Are we afraid, perhaps, of loss of one kind or another? Or of illness, depression? Or maybe we're just afraid of getting old. I don't believe there's a single person that's ever been born who doesn't know fear in one form or another. But how to deal with it? And that's where Psalm 57 comes in, that Roy quoted a little bit of. I love it when I suddenly see connections in the Bible. And the footnote for Psalm 57 says, a psalm by David after he had fled from Saul in the cave. So this is the psalm that David wrote in the cave. I'm going to read it to you. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful, because I come to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings I find protection, until the raging storms are over. I call to God, the Most High, to God who supplies my every need. He will answer from heaven and save me. He will defeat my oppressors. God will show me his constant love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by enemies who are like hungry lions for human flesh. Their teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongues are like sharp swords. But be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be all over the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a peat in my path. But they have fallen into it themselves. Selah, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love. Reaching to the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Wow. Wow. So, I'm going to, as briefly as I can, draw a few things out of that that might be helpful to us to look at how David dealt with his cave experience and to see if there's something in there that could be helpful to us. Because after all, David was a man after God's own heart. So what does David do? First of all, he comes to God seeking mercy. And God never ignores that plea. He says, I will take refuge in you. Do you remember he'd already said to the king that he was going to stay in the cave until he learnt what God would do with him? And so he's hanging on in there to God. He recognises his own frailty. He recognises that God is merciful. And he recognises he has need of mercy. So that's the first thing. Second thing. He comes to God with confidence. Did you notice, I tried to bring it out as I read, how often he said, he will save me. He will. I'm going to have the confidence, whether I feel it or whether I don't, I'm going to have the confidence to know that he will save me. His love and faithfulness will prevail. Surely at that point, David was remembering all the past experiences he'd had where God had done just that. Our temptation when we're in a cave experience is to look at our problems. But if we can declare our confidence in God, in his character, all those things we praised him for at the beginning of the service, then our eyes are turned away from ourselves and on to God. We look outward instead of looking inward. Third thing, he comes to God with praise. Now you might say that's a bit hypocritical, but it isn't. It's not fake. Oh no. He's brutally honest about how he feels and about the dangers and the problems that he faces. But he is determined not to let his current situation determine how he relates to God. What does he say? My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. I will praise you among the nations. Such defiance against his present circumstance, but not defiance towards God. Our greatest need is not less trouble. Our greatest need is to see more of God. And often it is in our troubles where that happens. There is a saying that goes like this: man's extremity is God's opportunity. To sing to him when your heart is breaking. Difficult though that is to release something that I can't explain But I know from experience that it's real. It brings us into a new and deeper experience of God. One where he will melt us and mold us and shape us in new ways for his glory. Remember Paul and Silas in prison. Stories in the Acts of the Apostles. And it tells us that it was at about midnight they were praying and singing hymns to God. Hear that? They're in prison, in chains, and they're singing hymns to God and praying. And there was a sudden earthquake. Their chains fell off. The doors opened. God can and does move in our hearts when we're in the depths. And lastly, David comes to God with an overriding desire to see him glorified. In verse 11 we read, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over the earth." Can you hear in David's voice? He's just lifted. He's just full. He can't keep it in. He's got to praise God. Something grips his heart that is more important than even his own dire circumstance. And that is to see God glorified. So, when the darkness closes in for you, in whatever dark and cave-like experience that is, and whatever fear that brings, will you remember David and how he sought God's mercy, came before him with confidence, and brought him his praise? And if you do, God will indeed be glorified, and you will be in his company then and forever. Amen.